Hello and a very good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes. I'm Shailaja Mahapatra. Today is Monday, 19th of June, and here are the top things to know before the market opens. The market is likely to open flat as the SGX Nifty indicates a flat start for the broader index after opening the session at 18,927 points. SGX futures touched a high of 18,975 in early trade today. The BSE Sensex jumped 467 points to 63,385, while the Nifty 50 finally cleared the resistance of 18,800 and climbed 138 points to 18,826 in the previous close. Both the indices are just few points away from their previous intraday record high. According to the pivot point calculator, the Nifty may find support at 18,742, followed by 18,705. If the index advances, then 18,859 will be the key resistance level, followed by 18,896. US markets. Stocks slipped on Friday as Wall Street closed out a huge week in which investors received a pause on rate hikes from the Federal Reserve, plus encouraging inflation data. The S&P 500 ticked down 0.37% to close at 4,409, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 108.94 points to close at 34,299. The Nasdaq lost 0.68% to finish the session at 13,689. European markets. European stock markets closed higher on Friday as investors digested the latest monetary policy decision from the European Central Bank. The Pan-European Stock 600 Index ended 0.5% higher, with most sectors closing in positive territory. Household goods stocks led gains with 1.8% uptick, while mining and technology stocks ended down by 0.6% and 0.3% respectively. FTSE closed 0.19% higher at 7,642 points. DAX closed 0.41% higher at 16,357 points. Asian markets. Asia-Pacific markets have started trading for the day and have largely fallen, with Japan's market still hovering near 33-year highs. The Nikkei has posted weekly gains for the last 10 weeks but slipped 0.1% at the open on Monday, along with the Topix, which was down 0.1%. South Korea's Kospi dropped 0.41% while the KOSDAQ was 0.5% lower. Australia bucked the trend with S&P ASX 200 higher by 0.2%. Asian investors will be looking ahead to China's loan prime rate decision on Tuesday after the world's second largest economy cut some of its key lending rates last week. Direct tax collections in India. The Indian government has collected 3.8 lakh crore rupees in the form of direct taxes in the first 2.5 months of 2023-2024, according to data from the Finance Ministry. The tax collected is 11.2% higher compared to the same period last financial year. This comprised of corporate tax mop-up of 1.57 lakh crore rupees and personal income tax of 2.22 lakh crore rupees. Primary market action. The primary market will remain active this week as we will have four IPOs hitting Dalal Street, with one on the main board and three in the SME segment. Gujarat-based healthcare services provider Atmaj Healthcare will be the first IPO opening this week on 19th of June. The second IPO would be HMA Agro Industries in the main board segment, opening for subscription on 20th of June with a price band of 555 to 585 rupees per share. The other two SME IPOs are SN Specialty Films and VFIN Solutions. Oil prices. Oil prices rose on Friday and posted a weekly gain as higher Chinese demand and supply cuts lifted prices despite expected weakness in the global economy and the prospect for further interest rate hikes. Brent crude settled at $76.61 a barrel. The US West Texas Intermediate crude rose to $71.78. Brent posted a weekly gain of 2.4% and WTI crude rose 2.3% in the week gone by. Dollar and gold prices. The dollar index is trading 0.18% higher in futures at 102.3 levels, whereas the value of $1 is hovering near 81.92 rupees. Spot gold edged up 0.1% on Friday to $1,958 per ounce, and US gold futures settled unchanged at $1,971 per ounce. FII and DII data. Foreign institutional investors purchased shares worth 794 crore rupees, while domestic institutional investors bought shares worth 681 crore rupees on 16th of June. This is according to the provisional data from National Stock Exchange. In today's Voice of the Day segment, we have Milan Vaishnav of Gemstone Equity Research, who believes markets might not sustain the record high levels for a long time. Listen in to find out why.
Nifty has basically ended near its lifetime high, in fact at its lifetime high on a closing basis, but its intraday high of 18887 is yet to be tested and taken out. So what we are looking at basically over the next few sessions is the ability of the Nifty to take out 18887-900 levels and stage a major sustainable breakout above that point. But by the time we do that, actually, there are two reasons that we are skeptical of. One is that on the rally that we saw on Friday had come on back of FTSE and Sensex rebalancing, and that had resulted into some net inflows for the Indian markets. But apart from that, that entire session had a very weak market breadth, and only the defensive ones like FMCG and pharma were doing robustly. So that being said, even overall, if you look at the last phase of the up move that we have seen, we are rallying on a little weakish internals, that is lack of market breadth or lack of that strong market breadth which is otherwise required for a major breakout to first take place and then to sustain. So that being said, that is one reason that I am looking at, that is improving of the market breadth. And the second thing which I'm little not comfortable is the precariously low levels of VIX. And that closing below 11, it is very near to the lows that we had seen in 2019. So well before the pandemic lows. So generally speaking, these are the two things that need to be corrected first for the market to stage a sustainable breakout. But apart from that, 18,900 to 19,000 levels is what I'm looking at, because that's the place where there is the highest concentration of the call OI for both 23rd as well as 29th June expiry. So these are the levels I am looking at. So my view is little bit both ways, that yes, we are likely to test the all-time highs, but at the same point in time, I'm little skeptical about sustainability of those high. And coming to Bank Nifty, 44,200 to 500 zone is something which is offering stiff resistance. Fresh breakouts can be expected only if Bank Nifty spot levels are able to move past 44,500. So that being said, these are the broad levels that we are looking at over the next couple of days.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for all your business news updates. Have a great trading day, and we'll catch you tomorrow at the same time.